regular session of the Vernon Mayor and Council for Monday, November 14th, 2016. And this is our long-standing tradition here in the town of Berlin. I'd invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in signing the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get underway, obviously for those, and I think just about everybody out here has been here multiple times, very pleased that the renovation and upgrading of the council chambers has been completed since our last meeting. And this is our first meeting since that time. And we particularly thank Jeff Fleetwood, who basically, what do you call it, herded up this whole effort. And there's a better word, but I just can't even come up with it right now, but he was very, very much involved in every aspect of this. And over time, very gradually, started with a table and a couple more tables in the dais. And it's all come together. The last thing that will happen is we hope by the first meeting in January, maybe the second, that the new audiovisual aid, it's all computerized system, will be in place, and it will be a screen angled this way, and then another screen angled that way. And Jeff might have some more comments on that at all, but I just want to thank you on behalf of the Mayor and Council for all the work that went into this, and please pass that on to anybody who helped out. Hopefully, we're looking better, but we hope to also be able to communicate easier and take advantage of all the technology that's now available. As I was first, I remember first on the council several years ago. Just getting the microphones to work was a big deal. We come a long way. We still got a ways to go. But thank you for your patience. Next, I'd like to have approval for the regular session minutes of the October 24th meeting.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Poyas to approve the October 24th minutes. Does anyone have any questions or additions or changes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I'll raise your hand.
Okay. So the record shows that for that particular motion would be votes 3, votes 4, 1 abstention, and that council member Brittingham is absent. Okay. And again, I thank Laura for filling in for me on the voice thing over the weekend. A mild cold decided to really get me going. So what I'm going to have Laura do is read the proclamation that will be done in accordance with our membership and public working relationship with the Maryland Municipal League. Laura?
Sure. Proclamation 2016-16, a proclamation of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, Maryland, proclaiming November to be Municipal Government Works Month. The Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin does hereby proclaim November to be Municipal Government Works Month. Whereas the Town of Berlin was incorporated in 1868, and Maryland is the home to 156 other municipalities, and whereas municipal government represents the most responsive level of government, allowing citizens to have direct access to elected officials, and whereas in an effort to educate citizens about municipal government and the importance of their participation, the Town of Berlin is proud to promote municipal government awareness, and whereas municipalities have enhanced the quality of life for their respective residents, maintaining natural and historic sites and structures, and helping to make Maryland a great place to live, work, play, and explore. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, Maryland, hereby joins the Maryland Municipal League in declaring November to be Municipal Government Works Month in the Town of Berlin. Plus, my hand and seal is 14th day of November 2016, Mayor Jim Williams, 3rd Ward, 9th Avenue.
Thank you very much. Next on our agenda is a special event request. This is for a new event for the Town of Berlin, and I'm making the request is a familiar face to Berlin and beyond, as far away as Ocean City. But John Baker, if you'll come on down and please proceed. You can sit or think of whatever's comfortable.
I'll be brief enough to stand. So, well, the idea is that Berlin has been so successful, with the small town idea and all the events that the town has promoted over the years. So with the keeping in mind that we don't want to overdo that, however, I feel personally that it's time to kind of up the bar a little bit and move forward. So the idea for this event would be to have it earlier in the year. We were looking at the second Saturday in September. To me, that gets people talking about Berlin a little earlier in the fall and just drawing focus to Berlin. You know, the event itself, we're calling, if it's approved, Small Town Throwdown, which is Nashville comes to Main Street. So the idea is that it is to have a different kind of entertainment. Have the same setup that we have for Fiddlers and some of the other events, have the street closed, have vendors. Maybe some of the vendors are going to be a little different, maybe some cowboy-oriented kinds of things, and get some of these bands from the honky-tonk kind of Nashville scene, you know, which is so big right now. I think it would be a lot of fun, and it would draw really, I think it would just be a lot of fun for Berlin. It'd be another feather kind of in our cap. And then I talked to Ivy Wells about this idea with Main Street Berlin in mind. A lot of these events are raising money, either for the chamber or and basically, I guess, asking all of the merchants and all of the shop owners in Berlin to keep chipping in and chipping in, you know, to decorate, to do all these things. It's difficult because, you know, a lot of these businesses are certainly not struggling. They're certainly doing well, but they don't have like a lot of extra cash to throw in, and it's sometimes a struggle to get money out of all the various merchants, as we all know. So this would then raise money for Main Street Berlin, which goes towards the decoration, so on. So we're kind of trying to kill a number of needs here with one event. And that's about my story.
It's short, but a good story. And I do think the thing about the timing, it's interesting how, in the summer we back off because for many reasons, but after the bathtub race and the Peach Festival, then there's a lag. There's some small events, but certainly nothing on the scale of what we consider one of our major events, all the way until Fiddler's Day. So this is a nice transition, but it's not the same thing. It's this is very cool. This is very cool. I mean, Nashville's always been cool, but it's just I think it's expanded its reach considerably, and I think it would be a very nice thing for this town. And the timing, I think, is perfect. It's a transition. You've been doing that transition from summer to fall for most of your adult life, right?
Correct. Yes.
Maybe before we won't get into that.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's. Mm-hmm. I think the time would kind of almost accelerate our second season.
Kickstart. So, any questions concerns?
Do you know where we could be able to get the kind of appropriate talent?
Well, I'm going to do that. I kind of before wanted to get the approval or not of the town first, and then, yeah, I have sources. I have sources, Mayor. And we'll get it's got to be budget appropriate and all. But there are so many bands. I don't know if anybody's been to Nashville lately, but I mean, there's so much music going on down there, and some of these small bands that are just starting, or even some of the older ones, they'd like to get out and hit the road once in a while. And so there are some venues in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Virginia, and so we're going to catch something, hopefully on that circuit, you know, on the way through, so that the timing is going to coordinate, you know, and it won't cost us a fortune.
And is the street closure? I looked at it. The street closure is basically the same as the fiddlers from Jefferson Street to. Say the fins, for lack of a better word.
Jefferson to the, we thought that would be enough.
Okay. I just want to make sure we know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. I'm tickled death to keep running.
Well, but that part, but somebody's got to do it.
He's raising the bar, you're alive.
I'm making a lot of work for myself, but I think it's. I think it'd be a fun event. I think it'll get a lot of traction, get a lot of attention. You know, we'll do some good promotion for it. We'll get the right music. It'll be talked about.
Get a lot of people, a lot of this in the town, both local folks and guests as well.
Yeah.
All right. It's great. Does anybody have any questions for John?
Have you talked to other merchants, Main Street folks?
No, I haven't, not officially. I have talked to some selective people, but I have not canvassed the merchants.
Where will the stage be located? Where will the stage
same as right at the end of the street here, same as Fiddler's.
Same.
I think that has proven to work over the years as far as the flow and people coming and going, the restrooms, you know, the portable restrooms, the vendors, you know, sprinkled along, that seems to work. So,
and it gives them flexibility because you've got some give going down Broad Street, quite a bit of give going down Main Street, and still one of the vendors too.
And it's right in front of the Atlantic Hotel.
Yeah,
well, I want to bring that up though.
I think if something's well done, and successful, the merchants are usually delighted. And just from what you're telling us, not to raise the bar any higher than Councilman Purnell already has, I think that it would be an almost instant success.
I mean, I can say I've talked to, you know, the people around town who I have talked to, everyone has thought it was a good idea, and I haven't heard any negative comments about it at all. That doesn't matter.
Does anyone wish to make a motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve the event, Small Town Throwdown, September
9th. Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the Small Town Throwdown on Saturday, September 9th, on Main Street, as proposed by the idea and the organizer, John Faber. All favors say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Just a question. As you obtain performers and vendors, could you keep Ivy abreast of your plan so that we could be informed of just what would be happening and who and that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Actually, Ivy's name is on the application here, so we're co-applicants. She's out of town, or she would have been here tonight. So we will do it together completely. She'll be up on every single detail of it. Absolutely. Okay.
Thanks much.
Thank you.
Number 4 has been moved to the next meeting with the request of the applicant. Now, item 5. Contract modification for the Hudson Branch Dollar Tree culvert replacement project.
Yeah, we have a contract modification request. I was going to ask Darl to come forward in case there's any questions. We're going to be changing the design of the Flower Street culvert from one 13x3 box culvert to two side by side 7x28 box culverts. This increases the cost of the contract by $11,201.62. Darrell, can you just explain to the council the purpose behind the need behind the change in the design?
Certainly. So, as the town is aware, the town is contracted with Southside Land Management, the contractor for the culvert placement under Flower Street. The So the original design was quite a lengthy span for the box culvert, 13 feet by 3 feet high. In the standard construction administration process prior to getting out there, reviewing shop drawings and the actual products out there and visiting the site, we decided that instead of that long of a span, 13 foot, and with the thickness of the top slab would be 1 foot, we would be getting into the road base. We looked at that, we didn't want to go into that road base that much, so we reevaluated, look at a different approach to replace that length of a span of a box culvert to two side by side, slightly more shallow. And so we worked with the contractor, reviewed their pricing, and the pricing increase reflects a little bit additional material for the box culvert, but more so the head walls on each side, upstream, downstream, that the box culverts tie into. So EA reviewed this on a couple of different standpoints. The technical component, make sure that it was still going to meet the project requirements. Since this is a grant funded project by the Community Development Block Grant, make sure the funds can be reimbursed through that, as well as looking at going back to the bids, make sure we weren't creating a project that was well out of the realm of the next lowest bidder. We did that, and it's I believe it's still close to $300,000 lower than the other bidder, so didn't have any problem reviewing and recommending their cost.
So our recommendation to the council would be to approve, basically adopt a motion approving the change order.
And then that change or increase is $111,201.50?
That's correct.
And am I correct in understanding that this is covered by the grant that we applied for and received?
Yes.
That's correct.
So it's not an out-of-pocket expense for us, but it is for the taken care of by the grant?
Yes, it will be taken care of by the grant.
We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the contract modification for the Hudson Branch Flower Street Culvert project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next is our departmental reports. Administrative Services Director, Mary Mullen.
Over the weekend on Saturday, and the Burrell Parks Commission, in cooperation with the Worcester County Health Department, held our autumn festival event. We had about 35 participants, which is about average, and it was a chilly morning, so I think people were glad to move a little bit, warm up. It seemed to be enjoyed by all. At your next meeting on November the 28th, there will be a Community Development Block Grant Citizen Participation Hearing. The purpose of this particular hearing is to provide an update on the Hudson Branch stormwater project, some of which was what Darrell was just speaking to. But this hearing lets the citizens of the town know where the project is, how it falls within the budget, how it falls within the overall scheme of block grant type projects.
And that will be at our next regular session.
Yes.
On the 28th.
Yes,
thank
correct.
You.
The prefab restroom request for pricing for the Henry Park restroom project. Those proposals are due tomorrow by the end of business. Hopefully, we will have a recommendation also at the meeting on the 28th.
Great. Thanks. Very good. Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. The big one is that the power plant that was the if you look up on the screen, you'll see some pictures. That's the generator that was damaged during the flooding. I had to have a company come in and actually remove the generator and take it to Chesapeake to have it repaired. They brought in a special crane that came in on two tractor trailers. That's how large it was. It was two hydraulic cranes, which you can see on each side of it, and it has an I-beam on top. The crane is rated for 45,000 pounds, and the weight of the generator is 22,000 pounds. It took 6 men and the crane about 6 or 7 hours to get it out of the pit. Then they had to transport it to the other side of the power plant, take it apart, transport it down to Chesapeake. It should be back in the next couple of weeks from repairs. In the meantime, another company is coming in to install the groundwater pumping system to prevent this from happening again. Plus, I have a alarm system that's being installed that will, it'll, if the water in that pit gets over like 2 inches, it will automatically send out a text alert to me and Casey at the power plant, whoever else I want to put on it. That way, if something was to malfunction here, we would get an alarm on our phones, plus an email. That way, we could get to the plant in a hurry and throw another pump into the pit or something like that if it was to occur. Plus, it's going to have an oil water separator installed, which will, if there's any oil or water that is mixed together, it will capture the oil before the water is discharged. That's also being installed in, on this system. Also, we installed 2 underground services for Mr. Girardi down to Henry's Mill Road and Broad Street, 202-204 Broad Street. Then the big project is in the downtown area. We're installing all the LED Christmas lights. You'll probably notice that you're starting to see them come up in the trees. They're a lot brighter than the other ones that were here. And then also on Wednesday the 16th, we're scheduled to pick up the Christmas tree to be installed at the Atlantic Hotel. And we'll pick it up on the 16th and be installed on the 17th and decorated on the 17th. Thank you.
But this is one time a lot of folks may not realize it, but all these decorations and all the lighting, it's made much more feasible by the fact that we have our electric utility. I think it's been done so long that sometimes you can forget. We have other towns that would love to do it, but since they don't have their own electric utility, they have no financially practical or technically possible way of doing it. So thank you very much, and I also appreciate all the work that goes into making the town even more special at Christmas.
I'm glad they heard.
I think it makes a big difference.
Thank you.
Next is Police Chief Arnold Downey.
Good evening. Halloween and trick-or-treat were very successful. We feel that we had well over 3,000 guests come to downtown Berlin and throughout Berlin. From Powell Circle to Decatur, fun was had. We believe that Burbage's Funeral Home had 1,500 to 2,000 people go through their doors. We believe that Washington Street was still a highlight with, again, every bit of 3,000 people down on that street. We're very pleased to see Island Creamery here. They actually set up shop and gave free ice cream. The line was all the way past the Cooley's. At one time, and they made a great impression upon the town. The restaurants themselves were all packed, and even the faith base got involved. They had trunk or treat at First Baptist. They had 500, the most they've ever had for a trunk or treat. So, again, a lot of people, and a lot of people behaving themselves at a safe time for all. We definitely couldn't have done it without the Maryland State Police and the Worcester County Sheriff's Office assisting us. And we definitely want to shout out a special thank you to those who assisted us in checking the candy at Town Hall for all our guests also. Christmas parade is coming up, and we're going to go ahead and ask those same partners, plus Pocomoke, Snow Hill, and Ocean City all to assist with that. And we're working with Joanne Unger and Sharon Timmons close in hand to make sure they have the extra personnel to go ahead and make sure we have a safe and a fun time on Christmas parade. We did happen to have a groundbreaking, so we thank everyone who had opportunity to be there, and the others who prayed for us who couldn't be there, but we're moving in the right direction. We had a nice progress meeting also that morning, and we believe in the next couple of weeks you'll go ahead and see some things starting to happen, beginning of December. And again, they believe that they'll be on that same timeline of 1 year to go ahead and have everything completed. But we're very pleased to go ahead and have all the partners come out and assist us in that day.
But is, if my understanding is that from the time, so-called, that they started the trailer, the construction trailer up, to the time when we'd probably have the ribbon cutting, just to be allow for weather or whatever, we're talking at maximum 18 months, somewhere between, I'd say, 12, 13, 14, 18.
I think we'll fall right there. And one thing we want to go ahead and say, we're trying to go ahead and work with the Phillips to go ahead and do a little homage to them inside the police department itself in the lobby area. Again, the family has actually been prominent in the community. We feel that property should actually be able to speak a little bit with this history.
And that's the thing, make sure, you know, I know you're already taking care of it, that at the ribbon cutting, there'll be an appropriate little time where we maybe I'm not going to volunteer, but
no.
Say Sarah or someone from the family can speak, and then we can point out the...
We thank you very much for the suggestion.
Yeah, no, really, it just seems, you know, it makes sense. This was the homestead of the Phillips family that, although there were three, the original... What I always thought of is a great-grandmother lived in that homestead there, and his wife lived to be over 100 years old.
That is correct. And I'm waiting for the history, because I think I'm going to have an opportunity to sit down with them. They have a lot of artifacts, and again, they want the property to go ahead and live on also. So I think we're going to have a fun time with that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on getting started.
Thank you.
Next is Planning Zoning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Since we met last, we were a day or so short of hearing whether we got awarded that Maryland Department of Transportation Bikeways grant, and we received 100% of the funding we requested. So now we'll move on to negotiating with the Maryland Delaware Railroad for the access in the right-of-way along the railroad into through town. I emailed with their representative this afternoon. He got back with me. He assures me they'll have some kind of answer for us by their quarterly meeting on November 30th. So I'm hoping that'll come through, that we can sit down with them, get that part of the access resolved, and then move on to the design of the walk and bikeway path we went through town within the railroad right away. So that was good news. I was glad to hear that. Planning Commission last Wednesday, we met, and the entire meeting we discussed the commercial architectural design standards. We started work on that. The first chapter that they had started last year, we resolved all the language issues. So that's out of the way. It's more like the preamble. It discusses the comprehensive plan. So that was good work to get done. The rest will be... we would have another draft coming out of the Worcester County Task Force. That should be Thursday's meeting when I go down for that, for their changing, their tweaking their design standards. So once again, we're going to go back and try and look at that and see if it's useful for us. So they asked me to bring that draft back with them when we get that for our next meeting. Probably do it as a work session, maybe before the second Wednesday like we normally meet. So we'll see if we have a draft document, you know, out of that county meeting Thursday. And that's also the same meeting that I've been attending for the service road out there, the Samuel Bowen Boulevard from Seahawk Road out towards Walmart. And I think they're in draft stage with that also, so seeing some progress there with the county meetings. Another update, I went to a meeting October 18th at the State Highway in Salisbury about a proposed tower. It was a data tower, or a cell tower, if you will. They wanted to put it up right in the right-of-way on Old Ocean City Boulevard. We said no. Everybody said no. The mayor instructed me to go and say no. So I'm happy to say that at that meeting, they offered them different sites around. And one of them was the State Highway Garage up on 113 and 818 up there, which, you know, where they have their equipment. And he said, and Mike Shaw from SHA, I spoke to him today, he said that they're agreeable to that. They think that's a good site for them. So that makes everybody happy. It makes the state highway happy too.
It just makes so much sense on so many different levels.
Right.
That's good. I'm glad it worked out.
We've had some delays out on the Arby's and Royal Farms site, mainly to do with locating where they can get the wastewater, the sewer, off the property and under Route 50 to our services. Well, today the solution's come down to they're going to put a lift station in. Not going to be gravity-fed anymore. It's their lift station, privately held. We don't maintain it. Jamie Latcham and I were out there today, and everybody is on agreement. So now we'll get another design out of them, which specifies the lift station, but that seemed to be the quickest way to end this and the best way for everybody. So I think you'll see those move along. The Arby's is virtually complete. You know, the furniture's in it. The kitchens are all inspected and complete. He would like to open, but that's the hold up there. And Royal Farms isn't very far behind. They were, when I was out there today, they were calibrating the fuel pumps. They were, you know, they're that close, so we should see if they can get that up and running quickly. Once we review it, I would hope that it would be sometime soon they could open.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Does anyone have any questions for David? Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Very briefly, we're in that time of the year, dusting off everything. At the end of this week, I'm actually meeting with two brokers, two vendors regarding health care, dental care, vision care, starting in July. But that process actually starts now. So I don't have any inkling of what. Nothing at all, but as we grow closer, you vet these folks, the invitation will go out again, and you folks are very much welcome to participate, and I would very much encourage you to participate, because I think this year, I don't know what's going to happen with affordable care, I don't think anyone does, that's going to affect healthcare in general, so that's all I have.
Do we have any questions for Jeff? And then next is the town administrator's report.
I have a few project updates for you. Still on the Branch Street sidewalks, the contractor's repaired several driveways and is addressing a couple of small issues on the sidewalk. They have started work on the submerged gravel wetland, and we're getting prices for a roadway repair that we've committed to doing after the initial sidewalks. At the Welcome Center, the windows have been installed. If you haven't seen it, go by and check it out. It's pretty good. And we're still planning on being finished by Thanksgiving. We had a road closure today on West Street for a sewer repair. The rain kicked in and then sort of gummed up their plans, so the road will probably be closed again tomorrow. I was talking to Darrell about getting a sense of whether or not the roads will be closed for the next couple of days, so we'll have something out on that next week. Natalie and I had a good meeting with PKS, the town's auditor, to review the draft financial statements. They're going to be making a few changes to the management letter, and then they'll be here on the 12th of December to talk about the financial statements and the state of the town's financial health. You'll get copies of those documents well in advance. The energy assistance letters went out last week with the bills, so we'll start collecting that money that folks want to donate to help folks pay their bills. And Mary's working on a survey to the Henry Park, neighbors adjacent to Henry Park and in that general area to see what they think about lighting and providing lighting at the basketball courts at Henry Park.
Okay. And again, does it, I assume, give room for comment?
Yes.
Yes.
Direct yes.
Feedback.
Great.
Great. Thank you.
That's my report.
Thank you. I'm sure very much to be very pleased to say that I'm intense cold, so I'm not going to say any more than I have to.
So, I'm good, man.
Thank you, sir.
I would just like to say thank you to Tim. Electric department. The trees look really good, and the lighting looks awesome. And I think this would be directed to the Public Works Department about the new trash cans that we have on Main Street and around the downtown area. Looks really nice, and I think it's helping with a lot of the trash that was along the sidewalks and stuff like that. So, great job.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
I think the trees look great.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do we have anyone in the audience who would like to address the mayor and council on any issues or bring forward any concerns? Do we have any comments or questions from the press? We stand adjourned. Thank you for coming, and thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Oh, I see.